Track 4, Client Resistance, Dying for Love. In the last track, we discuss the three shields of saying no, having passion, and believing to avoid burnout. In this track, we will be discussing the role of client denial and resistance towards the basic protocol of educating a battered woman and how this can affect a therapist related to burnout. As you know, when a woman makes the decision to return to her battering partner, it may be one of the last decisions that she ever makes. By this I mean, of course, as you know, all too many women are killed by their battering partner. The Bureau of Justice Statistics indicates that the percentage of female murder victims killed by their intimate partners is as high as 30%. In my first session with Josie, a 21-year-old pregnant woman, I felt it was particularly important to discuss the basics regarding her safety. You will see how this discussion of safety can lead to therapist burnout. As Josie was in the hospital 2 times within the same month after being severely beaten by her husband, Paul, the first visit was for minor bruises and sprains. By this time, she had 2 swollen eyes and a broken wrist. She stated in our first session, "When I was at the hospital, I still feared for my life. I was afraid Paul had followed me there and would have crashed into the room." When the nurse notified security, Paul had followed her to the hospital and was found outside the emergency room doors smoking a cigarette with 2 ambulance attendants. As I go through the 5 basics I use to educate Josie regarding her safety, note the role that Josie's denial and resistance plays in this first session. The track that follows this will provide you with a technique not to deal with your client's resistance, but to provide 3 steps that you may use when dealing with your own arrogance related to domestic violence burnout. The 5 areas of client resistance are: 1, resistance to information regarding danger and the cycle of abuse. As you know, what was a punch or a push in the side yesterday, today can quickly become a push down the stairs. I stated to Josie, "It sounds like the injuries from your 2nd visit to the emergency room were much worse than your first. Do you think Paul's violence is becoming more intense and cumulative as time goes on?" Josie's reaction to this first protocol of providing information about the cycle of abuse indicated her denial of the escalating danger she and her unborn child were in. Josie stated, "No, I think he's just had a really bad day the last time he beat me. It's not usually that bad. I could never leave him, though. I just couldn't imagine trying to raise my baby without him. I would do just anything to keep this relationship from ending." 2, resistance to information regarding housing options. When housing options were presented, Josie was resistant to leaving her home and Paul and denied her situation. She stated, "I just can't bring myself to tell my sisters or parents about what's happening. I really don't think they'd understand. And it isn't really all that bad. And I'd be too embarrassed to go to a shelter. Those women have it so much worse than me. They'd just think I was weak for going there. I mean, I really have no choice but to stay at home with Paul." As mentioned, the next track will relate client resistance to therapist arrogance and burnout. In addition to the cycle of abuse, housing options, the 3rd piece of information I provide clients is child implications. Josie denied the danger and the lethality of her situation to both her and her unborn child, and resisted the information I was providing. Josie stated, "Paul hasn't ever hit me in the stomach before, but I'm sure he didn't mean to hit the baby. I'm only 4 months pregnant. He probably just forgot because he was so angry with me." 4, in addition to resistance regarding the cycle of abuse, housing, and danger to her unborn child, Josie indicated resistance to information regarding fear of guilt and blame. I asked Josie if she felt that she was to blame for the abuse and Paul's anger. "Have you found, like I have with Josie, that a battered woman often denies her problem and danger by blaming herself. Josie stated, "It's all so silly, really, that this whole thing ever happened. I fell asleep on the couch while I was folding laundry. And when Paul got home, he exploded with anger that he had to dig through the pile of laundry to find his sweatpants. If I had just stayed awake long enough to fold everything and put it away, it wouldn't have happened at all." Number 5, resistance to information regarding the legal process. As I explained to Josie, her options about filing charges, advocacy, child protective services, community agencies, and law enforcement, she seemed resistant to charge the man she loved with assault. Josie stated to me, "At first I was certain that I would press charges against Paul. I gave consent for the photo when I was at the hospital. The fact that he was now attacking my unborn child made things seem really bad, worse than ever. But once I got home and he was so sweet and apologetic, I just knew that the legal stuff would only make him angry again. So I dropped it." Think of a battered client you are currently treating. Have you found your attempts to educate him or her of their dangers are met with resistance and denial, as with Josie? As with many battered clients, this denial can allow the battered client to become so disillusioned that he or she will die for love rather than leave the battering relationship. Think of the last Josie you treated. Did you or do you experience feelings of frustration or perhaps anguish following the session that might be a precursor to burnout for you? In this track, I have explained the 5 areas of education regarding the dangers of the cycle of abuse, housing options, child implications, feelings of guilt or blame, the legal process, and evaluating relationship. I have also given examples of the resistance and denial that takes place with many battered clients as they hear this information. Is it beneficial to you to turn the CD player off and think of a battered woman you are currently treating? Is there one of these basics that you may have forgotten? Or do you need to do some emotional releasing regarding their denial, which may be striking a personal chord for you? As mentioned earlier, the next track will discuss a technique I used concerning clients' resistance and denial. However, this technique may surprise you because it's not a technique for the client, but rather a technique for the therapist. I use this technique described on the next track to avoid the trap of arrogance. Question number 4. What are the 6 areas of domestic violence education, when met with client resistance, may foster burnout for you?